Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena, Nat, how are you?
Morena, I'm great.
It is lovely to have you in the studio. Are you feeling festive yet?
Yeah, in the way that you always feel really knackered this time of year.
It's part of the festive feeling.
Yeah, true.
It's all part of it. Hey, I was going to say, I meant to say this off air, but I forgot. I tried the porchetta.
Did you?
Yeah, it was delicious. It was fantastic. I need to work on my crackling.
Oh,
it's a fine thing, but the recipe was fantastic.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, and it was delicious.
Yum.
Highly recommend people to go back and listen to that in the B-casts.
Awesome. Did you have any leftovers?
Yes.
Did you put it in sandwiches?
Yes.
Oh, yum.
I've got to say, that's one of the things I get the most excited about at Christmas time is just the leftovers. They're somehow better than the original meal. So
always.
Looking forward to it. What have we got today? What are we talking about?
Well, I've been thinking about what I want to cook over summer. Some little projects and stuff, and I've been looking through my cookbooks, and I have, you know, a small library of cookbooks. And I also wanted to talk about cool things that you could maybe buy as gifts.
Nice.
So I'm going to talk about a few of my favourite cookbooks.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This is good. I always need recommendations because otherwise we just go to the Jamie Oliver 15-minute meal book, which has been thrashed in our flat since, like, I think we were 18 or something. So
never 15 minutes.
Probably time to get a new one.
Awesome. I love looking at cookbooks, but I also only want to acquire ones that I think I will use a lot.
Mm.
So these ones are probably the most heavily used in our household.
Awesome.
So the first one is a Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall, which I know that Tess has.
Tess is doing a big, like,
I love Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall.
Yeah, and last week you talked about a recipe, I think, out of this cookbook. It's called Veg Every Day, and it's a vegetarian cooking book, and it's amazing. It's kind of just super classic, very approachable family food. My favourite recipe out of it that I've made several times is a beetroot leaf or beet top and ricotta tart. It's it's got a great tart case recipe, which is the standard one that I'll use, and then also a good ratio of egg, cream, milk for the all quiches, but this one in particular used the tops of the beetroot, like a silver beet, kind of.
Like the green bit.
Yeah, like the big leaves.
I've never eaten that before.
Yeah, it's just kind of like
any other
it's
leafy.
It's like charred, yeah.
Leafy green vibe. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And it's awesome if you can buy them with those on and then use that as well.
Mm.
Excuse me. And it also has, this cookbook also has an amazing bread dough recipe, which is great for pizzas and flatbreads. It's amazing.
Love
it's the
it.
Best. Okay. And he also is, well, he's British, so there is quite a lot of, like, I don't know, cheddar recipes.
Love a good cheddar.
Yeah. My two favourite cheddar recipes in this cookbook are leek and cheddar toasties. That is just on rotation. It's like sautéed leeks mixed with cheddar on toasted bread, and you grill it. It's the best.
I've got to say, leeks on a toastie, when someone told me about that, maybe it was you even, Tess, told me about that, it changed the game.
Mm,
I have not looked
so
back.
Good.
It's a good vibe. Very good vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's making me very
so
hungry.
And there's also one that's a raw Brussels sprout apple and cheddar salad, which is a great side dish for lots of things. But yeah, super approachable cookbook, just awesome recipes. There's no, like, you know, like, you're not missing out on anything without any
meats.
So that is Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall.
Veg Every Day.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's from 2011. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie.
Nice.
The other one, I bought this one this year during lockdown as a special little treat, and it's called Dining In by Alison Roman, who I've talked about quite a lot. This is her first cookbook from 2007. I wrote down here, it's just straight bangers.
Banger after banger.
Yeah. Again, she's very focused on vegetables. So there's lots of amazing salad recipes. Radicchio with anchovy breadcrumbs and egg yolk is awesome.
Ooh,
a persimmon, pear and blue cheese and spicy pecan salad is amazing. Fried eggplant with dill and harissa. There's
ooh,
so many yummy, simple side dishes in this cookbook.
Cool.
Which is great.
Good
if you're
for summer.
Yes, and a dinner party.
Yes,
or a
very
barbecue.
Good.
Would you
yeah.
say both these books are quite accessible to, like, a beginner cook?
Yeah, Veg Every Day definitely is. But there is some challenging stuff in there as well. But in Alison Roman's one, this she has heaps of awesome hacks, and she tells you what you can do beforehand, that kind of
cool.
stuff.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. And no fuss. She doesn't ask you to like pick leaves off herbs and stuff. She's like, just chuck it all in. The stalks are great too.
Cool.
You know, she's very low maintenance.
We like a low maintenance recipe.
I love it.
Hence the 15-minute meal situation, yeah. which is, again, a lie. It's totally a lie.
Too many hours picking leaves off herb stalks in my life, I think.
Life's too short.
Yeah. Just chuck it all
and
in.
And you're hungry.
Yeah.
Just like.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Chop it all up.
Pull it out afterwards if you're that, you know, fast.
Yeah. Oh, definitely not. Another one that I just kind of stumbled across in a like a homeware store once is it's called Green Kitchen at Home. And it's by a Scandinavian couple, David Frinkel.
Sounds about right.
And Lewis Vindahl. They have an amazing Instagram called Green Kitchen Stories. It's very kind of stylized food. Again, this one's vegetarian, but they have, in this cookbook, they have an amazing kind of formula for meal prepping.
Oh, cool.
So they kind of tell you to kind of prep all these things, like a big batch of lentils, a big batch of quinoa, roast vegetables, and then you can pull all of that stuff out and make heaps of the recipes that they have. They also have an amazing... banana and cocoa granola, which is sweetened with mashed bananas.
Ooh, oh, nice.
Yum.
Yeah, and it's kind of clustery, which is really good.
I've never heard of that. Do you bake the bananas?
You kind of mash up the bananas with some coconut oil and date syrup, and you put it over the oats and the seeds and stuff.
Yum.
And then you bake it. Yeah, it's
that
really
sounds
good.
Delicious. Yeah.
And last but not least, my favourite cookbook.
Should we drum roll for the favourite cookbook? What is it?
It's A Year of Simple Family Food by Julia Basulti Narasimha. God, I just murdered her name. I'm so sorry. She's an Australian cook. This cookbook was released only a few months ago.
Wow, it's a fast favourite then.
Yes, yeah. I've cooked so many things out of it already. She has another cookbook called Ostro. She's Australian from Maltese descent, and she's married to a Japanese man. And so her cooking is kind of an amazing spread of all of those places, which for me is like the best.
Yeah.
I obviously love Japanese cooking. There's an amazing Japanese breakfast recipe in there. There's like prawn and cucumber and grapefruit salad. A Japanese braised pork belly with daikon, which I've made a couple of times. There's the porchetta recipe that you made was her one. And there's heaps of fresh pastas and bread recipes and amazing cakes as
Yum.
Well.
Yum.
So, and that one's, I think it's like $35. You can get it from Cook the Books, which you should just go and hang out and look at
the all cookbooks the cookbooks in there. There. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Run us through the list again, Nat, from top to bottom.
Veg Every Day by Hugh Fernley Whittingstall, Dining In by Alison Roman, Green Kitchen at Home by David Frinkel and Louise Vindahl, and A Year of Simple Family Food by Julia Basulti.
I think that's right, Basulti, yeah.
Nourishmira,
yeah.
Fantastic. We'll be popping that all in the B-casts for anybody who wants to go and chase that up. Shout out to Big C, who has texted in for the Alison Holst muffin book.
Oh, God.
A classic.
Oh, come on. We can do better than this, guys. I don't like to be a hater, but come on.
Well, that's a very good list there. Thank you, Nat. We will be diving into those, I'm sure. Have a lovely Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. Thanks for all the food this year. We'll see you in the new year.
Yeah, have good eating.
Yeah.
See ya.
Good eating, everyone.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
And